Knuffle Bunny 2, A Case of Mistaken Identity by Mo Williams. One morning, not so long ago, Trixie took a walk with her daddy. By now, Trixie really knew how to talk. Guess what I'm going to do? I'll show Amy, then I'll show Meg, then I'll show Margaret, and then I'll show Jane, and then I'll show Leah, and then I'll show Rebecca, and then I'll show Noah, and then I'll show Robbie, and then I'll show Toshi, and then I'll show Casey, and then I'll show Connie, and then I'll show Parker, then I'll show Brian, and then, and talk, and talk, and talk. Trixie was excited because she was taking her one-of-a-kind Knuffle Bunny to somewhere very special. Come on. School. Trixie couldn't wait to show Knuffle Bunny to Mrs. Greengrove and all of her friends in pre-K. But just as her daddy kissed her goodbye, Trixie saw Sonia. Suddenly, Trixie's one-of-a-kind Knuffle Bunny wasn't so one-of-a-kind anymore. The morning did not go well. Knuffle! 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 Said Sonia. The afternoon was even worse. When the school bell rang, Miss Greengrove returned the Knuffle Bunnies, and the day got better. Then before she knew it, it was time to go home. Trixie ate her dinner, devoured her dessert, brushed her teeth, and tried to escape Mommy and Daddy robots from Planet Snurt. At half past bedtime, Trixie was tucked in, ready for sleep. But a few hours later, Trixie realized something. Trixie marched into her Mommy and Daddy's room and said, "That is not my bunny." Trixie's daddy tried to explain what 2:30 a.m. means. He asked, "Can we deal with this in the morning?" Trixie's daddy went to the phone. Before he even made it downstairs, "Bring!" The phone rang. "We have your bunny," said a man's voice on the other end. "We have yours," replied Trixie's daddy. Arrangements were made. Trixie and Daddy had rushed across the neighborhood. Trixie did not want to be late. Neither did Sonia. There was an exchange, and the Knuffle Bunnies were back, where they belonged. "I was so worried about my bunny," said Sonia. "So was I," replied Trixie. Then they both said, "I'm so glad you got your bunny back," at the exact same time. And that is how Trixie found her first best friend. The end.